The title of this article is EPA Deception, Corporate Cover-Ups, Tainted Water, Ban Fosnel. The subtitle is Help Us Force the Government to Take Urgent Action Given the Extreme Risk to Our Health Posed by Forever Chemicals per N. Polyfluoroalkyl Substances FOS, often termed Forever Chemicals, have emerged as a massive public health concern due to their persistence in the environment and the litany of adverse health effects with which they have been associated. Our own testing last year found supermarket kale from around the country to be contaminated with FOS, raising serious questions about the safety of our food supply. Several new developments have emerged relating to FOS contamination, underscoring the urgent need to ban FOS chemicals to protect public health and the environment. EPA ignores FOS in pesticides. Recent documents obtained from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency EPA have raised deep concerns about the agency's handling of FOS testing in pesticides. Allegations by the watchdog group Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility peer and a former EPA research fellow suggest that the EPA provided false information to the public about the presence of FOS in pesticides. In May 2023, the EPA issued a press release claiming no FOS were found in certain insecticide products, contradicting a published study by a former EPA researcher. Peer obtained EPA documents through a Freedom of Information Act request, which revealed that the agency had indeed found FOS in the tested products. Peer alleges that the EPA engaged in scientific and ethical misconduct, potentially under pressure from pesticide companies. The EPA internal documents showed that while two tests were publicly reported, four tests were conducted, one of which did find FOS contamination. This is yet more evidence of regulatory capture. The EPA is beholden to the very industry it is meant to regulate. Another salient example, when EPA officials went to bat for Bayer/Monsanto to keep glyphosate on the market, FOS contamination in public drinking water systems after more than a year of collecting test results for toxic FOS. The EPA revealed that nearly 300 of America's public drinking water systems exceeded newly established annual limits for six of these chemicals. There are some 14,000 FOS chemicals. Some of these systems serve hundreds of thousands of people, raising significant public health concerns. The EPA analysis found public systems in cities such as Fort Worth, Texas, Fresno, California, Pensacola, Florida, and Augusta, Georgia, among the hundreds where sample averages exceeded the new annual limits. The situation is expected to worsen as more water utilities submit their test results. The EPA estimates that 1 in 10 over 6,000 systems may eventually need to take corrective action to rid their water of FOS. Almost 800 drinking water systems across the United States have recently measured FOS at or above the newly established limits at least once. Water from these systems affects approximately 47 million people. 3M's FOS cover-up. The fact of FOS contamination is made worse because it could have been avoided. Decades ago, industry knew these chemicals were dangerous and spreading fast, but continued production anyway. In 1997, Chris Hansen, a chemist at 3M Corporation, was assigned to test human blood for FOS contamination. Hansen discovered that FOS, a chemical used in various 3M products, was present in the blood of both 3M factory workers but also the general population. Despite rigorous testing and validation, Hansen's findings indicated widespread contamination, challenging the company's assurances of safety. Hansen's investigations revealed that 3M had conducted animal studies two decades earlier, showing FOS to be toxic. These studies, which demonstrated severe effects such as liver damage and death in laboratory animals, were kept secret from many within the company. Historical internal documents showed that 3M executives had been warned by a toxicologist about the potential dangers of FOS, yet production continued to increase. Let the science speak. Potential deception from regulators to protect pesticide companies, pervasive contamination of public water systems with FOS, and 3M's inexcusable cover-up all highlight a critical need for regulatory action. Protecting public health and ensuring environmental sustainability must take precedence over industrial convenience and profit. We already know the problem of FOS contamination is very serious. Monitoring studies of FOS have demonstrated ubiquitous distribution in in the environment, including humans, animals, drinking water, food crops, as well as remote areas of the Earth. Fos accumulate in human tissue and organs, have the potential to travel over great distances, and have toxic effects on the environment and human health. In previous articles, we've covered the many negative health effects associated with these chemicals. We have enough evidence to know that these chemicals pose a real threat to our health. If we hope to stem the tide of contamination that threatens our health, the health of our children, and the health of the environment, we cannot play Fos Whack-A-Mole. We must ban these chemicals as a class.